Hey Bill, I'm sorry. It looks like we got disconnected. Okay, so you were saying.
Oh yeah, we're getting into a new area, which is very exciting, dealing with wall art and wallpaper, and we're gonna have. It's gonna be a very, very high-end looking site with. You can pick through, you know, really, literally, almost millions of different shots, going from fine art to. Can you hear me in a second? Going from fine art to, sorry, one of my managers just stopped in, so I threw him away for a moment. So anyways, yeah, going from fine art to doing, pattern design to doing, like Getty pictures, a whole array of that, and you can pick from those, and it's a whole new, very big in Europe right now, and coming this way, very strong. So we already do a fair amount of it. Now we're going to go into a full online. Then also canvas prints, canvas wraps, big prints, that sort of thing. Anything you want to decorate your wall with, you know. So
that is awesome.
For commercial and consumer.
That's
so
great.
So that's kind of what this is going towards. But, yeah, so we'd be looking at like 50,000. So tell me a little bit about how you guys work.
Okay, so your working capital loan is the terms for those are anywhere between 3 months and 3 years. For new clients, we're generally looking around, you know, the longest would be about 2 years, just so we can kind of build that relationship with you. Our working capital is based off of your annual sales. We usually free up about 10 to 15% of that. So what were your gross annual sales last year?
What were they? About 2.7, I think, million.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll have no problem with 50,000.
Yeah. No. And I don't like borrowing any more than I have to, but that would be a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So what we'll do here is, you know, we'll take a look at everything, and then we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible with the longest term possible, and then work backwards from there with you. Based on what's going to make, you know, the most sense for your business and what you're looking for. So say, even if you qualified for, say, you know, the whole 250,000, but you only wanted to take the 50, that's perfectly fine.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And, so your term is only 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's fine. I mean, you know, then that'll regulate what we get. And what kind of interest rates are you generally dealing with?
For working capital,
pre-qualified, so yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, for working capital, it's not so much like a like an APR interest rate because it's not annualized. It's going to be more of a set payback amount. So say you borrow 50, then we'll have a payback amount and then go from there. Does that make a little more sense? Generally, the payback amount is about 10 cents to the dollar.
Okay, so obviously, whatever number you give me, so is it a set monthly amount that I pay back?
We have daily, monthly, and weekly options available for payback. So,
well, let's say I pick monthly. Or are you,
yeah,
you
so,
agree on that? So will those always be the same?
Yes, they will be the same. Everything will be, you know, straightforward. It's going to be you borrowed 50, you're going to pay back this amount, and every, you know, say every month you pick monthly, every month you'll pay back this, and that's it. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down, it's just... we do have discounts if you pay off early, so there is that. But as for the payments themselves, they stay, you know, what you agree on.
Okay, and then can you give me a figure what they usually end up percentage-wise?
It's kind of hard to say because, like I said, it's not a percent. So it doesn't usually go by that. What we'll do is we kind of just...
I mean, it all comes out to that, though, in the end. I mean, you know what I mean? By which, how much do I pay back over the amount that I borrowed? And you figure your interest rate on that. So, in the end, it's all the same.
Yeah.
So, okay. And what is needed to secure this?
We try to make it fairly simple. So, what we'll ask for is just the one-page application, your most recent tax return, and 6 months of bank statements.
Okay. Well, I just give you last year's bank statements or, oh, 6 months of bank statements. Oh, okay.
Most recent 6 months. And then do you guys take credit cards for payment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and 4 months of merchant statements as well, just so we can see the cash flow of the business. How long have you been in business?
34 years.
34 years, wow. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yep.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So.
How'd you get into this industry?
God knows. I was in real estate before this. No, I just got into photography and did this as an investment, and then had to spend a lot of time doing this. Just once you start a new business, you end up finding you have to put more time into it than you think. And then being there and just to keep expanding. And I had a partner full. We were 50-50, and then we've reduced that down. He's 10% owner now. And I'm 90%. So basically, I just, any applications, whatnot, I fill it out. It's all under my name, my name and the company's name.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So you were into photography at first?
Yeah, and that's it. We were a big photographic studio, and then that went out, of course, as you know, probably by the mid-2006, something like that. That really faded pretty hard away. And we had always been in doing a lot of commercial work and display work, and that's what we're doing now. We do big display work, and then we also do, we have one big wholesale account we work with and do a lot of work with them. They do Fathead, you may have heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, wall stickers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Dan Gilbert owns them. Yeah, big Detroit guy anyways. So we're the biggest producer of their stuff, along with doing all this display work. So, yeah, it's been good. We've had 4 good years. This year has been a little slower, but coming back now. Started out good, then had kind of a drop for about 3 months for some unknown reason, and now it's coming back. These things happen.
Yeah.
And, we're looking good now. So, anyways, that's where we're at. So, as far as what I would be signing, how does that work? Do you sign personally? Can the company sign on this?
Yeah, it's online. So, and then you can either print out the application and sign it, and then just kind of scan it and send it back if you want that way. And then you can fill it out online as well. I'll send you an email with everything, so you don't have to try to remember what I'm asking for right now. What does your credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Good.
Good?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
No, we send out people, look into this, and they find we have good credit standing, so, we pay our bills.
Mm-hmm. And when were you looking to bring on the money?
Fairly quickly. How long does something like this take?
We like to work fairly quickly here, so that works. We try to get you an approval within, 24 to 48 hours. Once we have the approval and we go over, what you're looking for and what you're going to take, then we can have the money in your business checking account the next day. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So we try to.
Well, I was going to say, now who owns Bank of Cardiff?
It is 2 people. one's name is Dean and the other one's name is Will. They're, yeah.
Okay. And how long have they been doing this?
For about 16 years now. Okay. We're out here in San Diego.
Okay. And would you have, you probably have references you give me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can send you that and, our website, and you can see, our Google Plus page with the reviews from other business owners and things like that, too. That's no problem.
Are you registered with anyone, any Better Business or lending community or anything like
Yeah,
that?
We have an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. I can send you all that info in the email if you want.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
Working capital? No.
No. Okay. Have you ever had one before? Is this your...
No. Okay. We just did everything through our main bank, and
Okay, great. And have you looked into...
I mean, that's the alternative is for us to go for, a line of credit with them.
Okay, like if you didn't get the loan here, a line of credit with the bank.
Yeah, I mean, I got to compare the two, see where you're at, and how does that compare with the line of credit I can get from the bank, and which way should I go?
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. So that's where you would, are you looking into that right now, or is there any other financing you've looked into for this?
No, you're actually the first one I've ever called back on these kind of things. I'm always kind of leery about them, truthfully, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In a relationship with you, I don't know who the hell these guys are, the owners and whatnot. And, you know, is it an established business and all that? And, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I always feel that for you guys to do this, you'd have to be charging above going rate on interest. And so that's always, you know, so those kind of fears. But they may even not be founded. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah. No, definitely. They make sense. Yeah, so like I said, you know, we stay pretty competitive rate-wise, so that's not, we're not going to charge you. That's not a fear. But, okay, so like I said, for the application, it's one page, and I can send that to you, along with the tax return and then the bank statements and merchant statements.
I just want to make sure I don't want to waste your time or my time if we're talking just too high when it boils down to too high of interest rate, you know.
Oh, no, yeah, I understand.
I don't really want to waste your, like I said, yours or mine, because I won't be interested. But, all right, yeah, why don't you send that on? I'll take a look at it, okay?
What's a good email to send that to?
Yeah, it's my initials, B, like boy, V like victory, C like cat. So BVC at ParagonDisplay.com.
ParagonDisplay.com. Okay, I'll go ahead and send that over, and I'll send some links so you can see, you know, like our website and, you know, Better Business Bureau and all that as well, too. When's a good time to follow up with you regarding everything?
Oh, in a couple days. Or, you know, I'll call you, too.
Okay, so if I don't hear anything back, I'll call you back. We'll see Friday.
Yeah, sounds fine.
All right. Okay, I'll go ahead and send that over, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nicole.
All right, thanks. Have a good day. Bye.